Shit. I quitting this motherfucking bar. Maybe you getting Scarlett O'Hara and her bald eagle on the stage, but you ain't getting a field hand out front, too.
The precinct is gonna be getting a certain report.
Maybe they be getting another orphan report, too.
I don't think so. Jones knew that this was true. Finally, he said,
Okay, I be here on opening night. I bring in some peoples. I bring in some peoples, shut down your place for good. I be bringing in peoples like that fat mutter got him the green cap.
I wonder where he went to, Darlene said.
Shut up and let me hear you say your lines,
Lana hollered at her.
Your friend here wants to see you get ahead. He's going to help you out, Darlene. Show him how good you are.
Darlene cleared her throat and enunciated carefully.
There sure was plenty bow at the bowl, honey, but I still got me honor.
Lana grabbed Darlene and the bird off the stage and pushed them out into the alley. Jones listened to the loud sounds of argument and pleading coming from the alley and heard one plop of a slap land on someone's face. He went behind the bar to get a glass of water and contemplated means of sabotage that could finish Lana Lee forever. Outside, the cockatoo was squawking and Darlene was crying,
I ain't no actress, Lana. I already told you.
Looking down for a moment, Joan saw that Lana Lee had absentmindedly left the door open on the little cabinet under the bar. All afternoon, she had been preoccupied with previewing Darlene's dress rehearsal. Jones knelt down and, for the first time in the night of joy, took off his sunglasses. At first, his eyes had to adjust to the brighter but still dim light that revealed crusted dirt on the floor behind the bar. He looked into the little cabinet, and there he saw neatly stacked about 10 packages wrapped in plain paper. Piled in the corner were a globe, a box of chalk, and a large, expensive-looking book. He did not want to sabotage his discovery by taking anything from the cabinet. Lana Lee, with her hawk eyes and bloodhound nose, would notice that right away. He thought for a moment, then he took the pencil from the cash register and, running his hand down the side of the stacked packages, wrote as minutely as possible on the side of each package the address of the Night of Joy. Like a note in a bottle, the address might bring some reply, perhaps from a legitimate and a professional saboteur. An address on a package wrapped in plain brown paper was as damaging as a fingerprint on a gun, Jones thought. It was something that shouldn't be there. He stacked the packages back carefully, straightening the pile to its original symmetry. Then he placed the pencil on the cash register and finished his water. He studied the door of the cabinet and decided that it was open at about the same angle at which he had found it.